Page Kuf Mem Dalet. Let's start from the bottom, the very last paragraph. Okay, we were in the middle of doing this. We were in the middle. Let's just run through this. Page Kuf Mem Dalet. Page Kuf Mem Dalet. It's the middle of Halacha. Kuf Nun Ches. Kuf Nun Ches. Halacha towards. What? Yud Ches Yiras. The last paragraph begins with the word Yud Ches Yiras Kineged Yud Ches Brocha Shabbatvila. We learned last week that the Sefer HaChasidim Rabbi Yudah HaChasid has collected 18 psukim that discuss the 18 dimensions of Yiras Shamayim. And he discussed already a few different ideas of what is the significance of the number 18. There are 18 trefois. There are the 18, trefos. That was it's life. Chai is life. Yud Ches is chai. And indeed, there are 18 different parts of the body, 18 different defects in the body which can cause a person to leave this world before his time. And now he goes on to explain, we began to discuss this last week. In addition, Shmoyne Esher, we have 18 blessings. We discussed 18, 19, 17, the different how tefillah came about. And we'll just review what it says over here. Yud Ches Yiras, the 18 different psukim in Tanakh that capture the totality of Yiras Shemayim corresponds to the 18 blessings of Shemoneh Esrei. Kineged Yud Ches Bracha Shebetfilo V'im Toma Chocham Yorei V'sor Meiro Chesil Misabed Uvoiteach. So this is a pasuk. You'll tell me, but there's another pasuk. Okay, there's another pasuk. There's a 19th pasuk. Okay, this is a typical type of thing where you talk about even like the 18 vertebrae. They're really 19. So the Gemara says that's right. That 19th bone in the spine corresponds to vilamal shinim, or like we said last week, vilamishumadim. If you're going to tell me now it's not true, there are not 18 psukim in Tanakh that teach us about all of the dimensions of Yiras Shamayim. There are 19 psukim. And here is pasuk number 19. The pasuk begins, Ha-chocham yorei v'sor meira, a wise man is afraid of Hashem. V'sor, he turns away meira from doing evil. U'chesil, but a foolish person, misaber, he gets angry. U'boiteach, and has confidence in his own might, in his own power. So we see over here, that there's a 19th pasuk in Tanakh, in Mishlei Yudalet Tezayin, that discusses the concept of Yiras Hashem. So the answer is, Ein Boy Birchas Hashem. In this pasuk, what is unique is, it does not say Hashem's name. In all of the 18 psukim that he quoted on the previous page, if you look carefully, Hashem's name is included in the pasuk. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. Okay, all the psukim that he quoted back before, the 18 psukim, they're all Yiras Hashem, Mekar Chayim, Toiv Ma'at B'Yiras Hashem, Yiras Hashem. Everything has Hashem's name. This pasuk that you're quoting to me does not have Hashem's name, and that's why it corresponds to the bracha of Vilamal Lashinim. Okay, so you're right. There are really 19 psukim that mentioned, that discuss Yiras Hashem. 18 of them mention Hashem's name, and one of them does not. The Shemone Esrei, our Shemone Esrei today, really has 19 blessings. 18 are the primary blessings, and bracha number 19 was added at a later point in time by Shmuel HaKotan, because we had trouble surviving against our own internal enemies. And that corresponds to Birchas HaMinim Kinegda. It corresponds to the Birchas HaMinim. What is Minim? Now, the Gemara, people like to say the word Min is Rosh Tevois Mitalmidei Yeshu HaNotzri. Now, the problem with that is the word Min appears in the Gemara, in Chazal, way before Yeshu HaNotzri came on the scene. So the word min, it's a nice little cute little mnemonic we use to refer to Christianity.
It's a euphemism.
Although
maybe the acronym might not be correct, but
Yeah, well, we now use it for that. Well, we now have anyone that is not pikoreis becomes part of the club of a min. Okay, so we like to use the word min as an acronym for mitalmidei. That's the mem. Yud is yeshu, and nun is hanotri. It's a nice, cute little thing to do that, but you may have to remember the word min existed in Chazal before Yeshu was born. And he was born by human beings. The tzedokim, they're also called minim. Right, so anyway, so this refers to the bracha of olam al shinim, al tehi sikva, may the olam al shin, the slanderers. Okay, the slanderers, the real word, it was censored. It's amazing how we've never recovered from the censors. The real nusach is v'lamish shumadim al tehi sikva. Two words? Okay, the Siddur HaGro just says v'lamish shumadim. It doesn't have the mean, there's no word meanim. You had both? Okay. You've seen both, okay. Okay, but one thing is for sure. The word v'lamal l'shinim that is printed in every Siddur is not the real version of the Shemona Esrei. And don't get any ideas. Don't go to shul and start saying v'lam l'shinim adim. They're not going to like it. Okay, for whatever reason, it is what it is.
Right.
That's the nusach today. But it's pretty clear is that it was changed not by Jewish sources. It was changed due to pressure from the Goyim. The Goyim were observing our every move, and they censored many things in the Gemara, and they censored things in the Siddur, and this was a casualty of the times of Shmad when they tried to prevent us from doing different things, and instead of us praying that they should see their demise, they changed it for V'lam al-Shin, the slanderers. Okay, so the slanderer is a powerful word. It doesn't necessarily attack Christianity to say v'lam al shinim. The slanderer, someone that reports someone to the government, is called a malshin. So big deal. That's not a threat and a threat to Klal Yisrael's existence. To say to pray that a malshin, a person that reports a Jew to the government, and after them, not the government of the United States of America, we're talking about times of before America, when you report to the government, it meant one thing: you're not coming back home alive. You're not coming back. Period.
You send a moser as moser.
A moser, yes, a moser. Okay, Rambam says a moser is chayiv misa. Someone that reports another Jew to the authorities is chayiv misa. He's mamon. He's a roidef. He's a rotzeach. Because once the government gets a hold of you, it's a given that you're dead. So today, how does it apply in America? A person is cheating on his taxes, and you go and you call up the IRS, and you say, this guy, he's cheating on his taxes. And I'm very upset, because it affects me, whatever the situation is.
He gets money.
So according to the Rambam, is he chayiv misa? Well, the Rambam says he is. So how do we deal with that today? So many people can say that today in America, this halacha does not apply. I remember they once interviewed Rabbi Bamrind. From Albany. The old Rabbi Bamrind from Albany. There was once a story I watched, I think even on Nightline.
It was
Bamzer, I'm sorry, Bamzer. Rabbi Bamzer. The old Rabbi Bamzer. He was very old then. And they interviewed him on television many, many years ago. And they asked him this question: is it true that they were talking about Jewish scandals? And they asked him: is it true that the Jews will not report their own to the government? They're trying to circumvent. So he says, well, in Maimonides, he said he was very honest. He says, well, Maimonides says just that. In Maimonides, it says that if one Jew reports another Jew to the authorities, he's guilty, he's punishable by death. He didn't hide what it says in the Rambam. And he didn't really finesse it. You know, he didn't really try to say, well, you know, today in America it's different. I was very surprised. He was very like, you know, he says it's a problem, and you have to understand where we're coming from, where they're coming from, but it's a problem, ad hayom hazeh, where you draw the line. And over the years, you definitely have seen, especially when it comes to abuse issues, case, that's already hands down. If someone is abused for real, call the police. Okay, that already it took time. Yes, the police is called, but that has come taking a lot of time for basically every Rav to come around to acknowledge that's what has to be done. But okay, whatever. Let's go further. Any there? Now, so the answer over here is we have a special bracha in Shmoneh Esrei called V'lam Mishumadim. Today we do not say that, we say V'lam Al Shinim. And he's telling us over here that this 19th bracha corresponds to the 19th pasuk in Tanakh that mentions Yirah Shemayim. That does not mention Hashem's name, it corresponds to this bracha. Next, Im Toimar, I have another pasuk. He's not finished yet. Pasuk number 20. Im Toimar Boz L'davar Yechovel Lo, a person that is despises a matter will be damaged by it. It's a general principle. A person that despises something, the day will come when that item that you despised will haunt you, will come back to damage you. But Virei Mitzvah, a person who's afraid of a mitzvah, Hu Yishulam, will be complete. The mitzvah will come back and reward him. So what do we see? We have now Pasuk number 20. Got a problem. Okay, when you know Tanakh, you're in trouble. When you know too much, you're in trouble. Over here, he's trying to make this analogy. There are exactly 18 psukim which describe the 18 dimensions of Yirah Shemayim. He's already shown that it's really 19, and now he's showing this number 20. So what is he going to do with this Pasuk? Kenegdoi Mogein Sheposeach Biboruch. So he's saying that this corresponds to the bracha of Mogein. In other words, the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei gets two psukim. What do we mean? V'lama nikra kineged baruch. We start Shmoneh Esrei baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu ve'elokei avoseinu. Notice the first bracha is different than all of the other brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, in that it's the only one that begins with the word Baruch. Every bracha, Ata Gibar Li'olam Hashem, Ata Kadosh, V'Shimcha Kadosh, Ata Chonein L'Adam Das, Slach Lanu Avinu, Re'enu Avonyenu, Refa'enu Hashem, Hashiv Shavtenu, go to the end, Shmakoleinu, Moidim, Sim Shalom. There are 18/19 blessings in the Shmoneh Esrei. None of them begin like a typical bracha. A typical bracha begins with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nihyeh Bidvaray. Every bracha begins with the typical beginning. None of the blessings of the Shmoneh Esrei begin in the typical way Baruch Atah Hashem, with the exception of the first bracha. So you want to suggest that it's a bracha. The reason why it's not is because the other blessings are smucha l'chaverita, and we rely upon the Baruch Atah Hashem. Very possible, but nevertheless, being that it is the primary blessing, which begins with Baruch Atah Hashem, it has that distinction, it gets two psukim. So even though I told you that there are only 18 psukim in Tanakh that discuss Yirah Shemayim, and the 18 psukim correspond to the 18 blessings in Shmoneh Esrei, we have to clarify, the devil is in the details. It's not really 18 blessings in Shmoneh Esrei, it's 19. And connected to the 19th bracha, indeed we've discovered the pasuk that talks about the Rishoyim that says, V'so'u chasil mis'aber u'boiteach, that's V'lam al-shinim, Hashem's name is not mentioned, that's bracha number 19. And now you'll tell me there's a 20th pasuk, you're right. We're going to apply that to the words Baruch Atah Hashem, the first blessing, which opens with Baruch, the bracha of Mogein Avraham. So here, Kineged Mogein Sheposeach Biboruch, V'lama Nikra Kineged Baruch. Why is this particular pasuk, given the distinction that it corresponds to Baruch, Yiras Hashem, Lefi Bikus, Kishe Yispalel Adam Tzarech She'amoid B'Yira, when a person davens, he has to pray with fear. Shenemar, if du es Hashem biyira, uchsiv it says yira ucha im shomesh im demume chama. A person should fear Hashem im shomesh. What does it mean, shomesh? Shomesh means im dimdume chama, with the sun. Dimdume means the redness. The different perushim, what this means, it means when the sun rises and when the sun sets. When the sun rises, alois hashachar kivosikin, and when the sun sets, mincha and mariv, is with the rising and the setting of the sun is when a person davens. So therefore, we're giving this pasuk a special distinction. And it goes further to elaborate the oid. Furthermore, in other words, tefillah, the essential ingredient of prayer is yirah shamayim, yira'ucha im hashamish. Fear Hashem when you pray. When do you pray? You pray when the sun rises, you pray when the sun sets. And the other pasuk he says, ivdu es Hashem biyira, ivdu means to serve, avoid the shebelevis prayer. The oid, furthermore, lama keneged yiras Hashem baruch Hashem. Why do we apply this pasuk the keneged baruch Hashem? Shelo yoritz batfila ki ilu sameach im haya kivar misayim. To teach you that when you daven, davening needs yira. What do you mean it means yira? It means yira is relative to simcha. There are two different ends of the spectrum. Joy and fear. Joy is normally associated with conclusion. When you are mesayim a mesechta, you have simcha. We normally associate the term joy when we conclude something. A wedding, that's why you have simcha by a wedding, because you're finished when you get married. Right? It's all over. It's all over. You're finished. So there's simcha. Okay, it's the simcha, it's the end of your years of being a bachur. Really, what is the joy? Think about it, Rabbi Yossi. What's the joy of a wedding? Is it a new beginning? A new beginning? If it's a new beginning, that's not called simcha. Simcha you normally associate with sasain. Sasain, sas anochi al imra secha kimoitzei shalol rav. When you find something in the street, that's not the conclusion of anything. Shalol are spoils of, there's no conclusion. You want to say it's the end of the war? I don't know. The word sasain is used in reference to a joy of a new beginning. Simcha is a joy of conclusion. You end the tkufa. So why is it called Simchas Chosan V'Chala? It should be the sasain of the Chosan V'Chala. Why Simcha? The answer is, it's the end of a tkufa. The end of being alone. It's true, there's truth to this. A person has an avoida of being alone. There's a challenge in life to be alone. When a person gets married, that tekufa is over. And what you could accomplish when you're alone is different than what you accomplish when you're married. So it's a siyum, it's a siyum mesechta. It's not just a sasoin for the future. It's not the end, it's just the beginning, right? That's every video ends, but it's not the end, just the beginning. There's no simcha. Any event, he's asking a very good question over here. Why over here, there are two different ends of the spectrum. There's something called simcha. Simcha is when you conclude something, and yira is a simcha. When you finish davening, are you happy? Yeah, I'm happy. I finished davening. I came to shul early. I spent in shul 45 minutes. I'm done. I'm thrilled that I got this over with. And now I fulfilled my obligation. I can now go out to work. I can now go make money. I can go have a good time today. That's a danger. That is a real danger that every person faces when he finishes davening. That he should not say to himself, I'm now happy that the davening is over. Therefore, the pasuk comes to tell you when you daven to Hashem, ivdu es Hashem biyira. When you finish davening, don't have joy that the davening is over. And that's why the only way you can remove yourself from that nisoyon is yira. When you have fear, fear means the absence to a certain degree of simcha. So that's what he's coming. That's what he's coming over here to explain. That's why the pasuk of Ivdu es Hashem biyira. Why is that? Yahweh in yira shmaim. What? Biyira. No, you have a different version. It says both. There are two pasukim. One says Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha bo lefan birnana. That's one pasuk. But there's another pasuk that people don't know about. Ivdu es Hashem biyira. He quotes it right over here. There's a pasuk of Ivdu es Hashem biyira.
Where does that come from?
Here, it's in Tehillim, Perek Beis, pasuk Yud Aleph. In Tehillim, Ivdu es Hashem biyira. Okay, so there's a pasuk of Chsiv Yiruuchem Hashem. So we have two pasukim which describe that davening has to be done. Ivdu is a code word for prayer. And the other pasuk of Yiruucha im Shomesh. Shomesh is a code word for prayer. Because Chazal explained it to mean Dimdume Shomesh, when the sun rises and the sun sets. The sun, you have to pray. So there's an emphasis when a person davens, there should be Yira. Along comes the Sefer Chassidim to explain why that is so. Because when a person finishes davening, there is a tendency to be happy that it's over. We got this over with. To tell a person that's a very bad attitude, halavai you daven the entire day. This is Chazal. Halavai sheyispal adam kol hayoyim. Don't be happy that davening is over. In order not to have that joy, that joy that you got your obligation over, you need to add into your frame of mind the midah of yira. So that's what he says over here in this paragraph. Yoid. That's what we want. Lomol k'neged yiras Hashem baruch Hashem. Why is there, are we giving one more application of Yira to the first bracha, Baruch Hashem, the beginning of davening, to tell you that when you begin to daven, make sure you're in a frame of mind of fear, because if you're not in a frame of mind of fear, you can have a lot of joy when your davening is over. Shelo yorutz batfila, do not run through the prayer, ki'ilu sameach, as if you would be happy, im hoya kivar misayim. Don't look at the clock and say, I can't wait until this is over. A person shav kavana, every word that comes out of his mouth is shav kavana. If you had an audience with a melech boss of Adam, if you would daven a shmona, if you would go and you would make your request in front of a king, a boss of Adam, the same way you daven a shmona esrei, would he even look at you? When you go in front of a king, every single word is pronounced slowly and clearly, it is audible, and there is kavana that goes into your every single word in order that you should succeed in achieving your request, your desired result. So achas kama v'kama, when you daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how careful a person should be to say every word carefully. V'lo mibaya shlo yaseh cheftzicha. It goes without saying that if you speak, you mumble in front of a melech bosar v'dam, that he's not going to give you what you want. Worse, he'll say to you, what a chutzpah. That's how you talk to me. You mumble. Ella sheyoymar ein ata ella misleitzets. You're just mumbling. You're wasting my time. V'yigoresh oischami ponav. He'll throw you out of his presence. V'al tachshev mamlich melachim pachus min hamelachim asher tachtav. Do not look at Hashem any less than a melech bosar v'dam. If you come to praise Hashem, if you go to a concert, if you go to a concert and the musicians and the singers would mumble and would run through the concert, would it be enjoyable? You would demand a refund if they would not properly present the music in the most dignified way. Certainly when you come for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you come and you sing Hallel on Yom Tov, you're just going to run through the Hallel like it's just a burden. If this was a concert, you would demand a refund. So still, when it comes to Fakal Shbarach, how much more so must we be careful? Therefore, a person should recite the Hallel very carefully. Uvikol Noim, with a beautiful voice. Uvikol Ram, Shenemar, Bisimcha, with joy. Leharim, call to raise your voice. Period. Amru. Another pasuk. Kishahayu mahalchem azara hayu holchem oke b'tzad gudol shlo yiyu kimasoy mimlechas Hashem. When they walked in the Beis Hamikdash, they took baby steps. Can you imagine such a thing? They did not take steps where they would separate their legs too far apart because it would show. Because when you take regular steps, it shows that you're in a rush. So in the Beis Hamikdash, they only took baby steps. Shalom. In order to break your stride, you should go very, very slowly. When they would run, it's raw. And they have their gevura is not correct. The gevura, they show a lack of gevura. Whatever that means over here in this context, but it means over here that the main point we want to focus on is vatim mirutzasam raw. Running is evil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not pleased with people running around as if it's a burden. Lil Moid Mimenu Dugma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Gever. The Gever is the rooster. Shenemar, okay, the rooster is, every creature in this world is a Dugma. What's the rooster? Shenemar, May Oif Hashemayim Yichak Meinu. May Hashem make us wise by studying the birds of heaven. The Atol Lo Yitachin Shemata Doiver Lefnei Melech Basav Adam Lo Yerutsu Derecha. What do we mean from the Gever? The Gever is a creature that does not walk very quickly. Our rooster takes baby steps. Everyone sees these pictures of a rooster, these little videos of a rooster. It doesn't walk quickly. It just walks the steps it takes. It's like, it looks like it's a limp. You ever seen the roosters? It walks with a limp. It's a Musar Haskel. We should also walk like the rooster very, very slowly when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gever is the first bracha. Asher Nosan, the first bracha, Birchas HaShachar. There are 18 blessings. How can we even mention that? There are 18 blessings in Birchas HaShachar. And the first one is Asher Nosan, Lasechvi Vina, Lehavchin, Ben Yoim Uvein Loila. What's the Sechvi? There are two translations. Either it means the mind, the Seichel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given man an intellect to differentiate between night and day, or it means the Sechvi, is another word for a rooster. Hashem has given the rooster the intellect to differentiate between day and night, and that's what woke us up. In ancient times, the rooster was the vekar. The rooster, when it made noise, woke up the person. So the first thing you do in the morning you wake up is you dwell upon the nature of the rooster. The rooster, which takes very, very small steps, it's not in a rush to go anywhere. You don't rush. When you serve Hashem, you have to serve Hashem with patience. One of the most important mitzvahs in life, patience. To have patience. The big Bali Musar that don't exist today from Kelm, of Dessler, when they went to the subway, they had subways in those days also, the Bali Musar of Dessler, they did not run to the train. Can you imagine this? You come to the train station, come to Avenue M, Avenue J, and today it's a new world because today everything is computerized, and you come into the train station, first of all, you have an app, right? They have an app, they can tell you when the train's going to come into the station, and if you don't have your app, they have already in the train station itself telling you exactly how many minutes until the train is coming, where it is, and let's say you see that, guess what, the train is pulling in, and you make a calculation in your mind. If I hustle, I'll make it. If I hustle, I pull out my Metro card and I run and I shove someone a little bit.
You get down the stairs and
it depends which station. You come into the station, I hustle, I get my Metro card and I give someone a little shove and I swipe it quickly and I run and I'll make it to that train. But if I just walk about in my casual, leisurely way, I'm not going to make it. So what do? I run. And I shove the guy because I have no patience. The Bali Musar, you never run. So you'll miss the train. You take the next train. A Bali Musar, everything is discipline. You're mensch, you come into the train station, no running. You learn from the gever, from the rooster. In your Avodas Hashem, that there's a Bali Musar. Al achas kam v'kam, when it comes to the Beis HaKnesses, when you come to what you're going to a davar shebechol, when your hanhaga, the Bali Musar, never rushed. Al achas kam v'kam, when you are involved in learning, you are involved in davening, it's not a time to rush, put the pedal to the metal, and make sure the davening is over by a certain period of time. I even know in one shul where the chazan, he liked to daven. It's a terrible story. It's the truth. I think the chazan, he liked to daven. He liked the marich. So, you know, they did it for real. I think even the rabbi did it. He changed the clock. He changed the clock. So they were on Rosh Hashanah. So when he saw the clock, he said, oh, so there, I got to finish up. Ad kidei kach. Okay? Ad kidei kach, you got to run. Okay, listen, today, obviously, it's a balance. Okay, you can't.
Well, the morning you bother to
that story? Whatever it has to be, obviously a balance. There's a balance. Let's go. Okay, let's go further. Okay, let's go further. Okay, let's go further. Okay, let's go further. Okay, let's go for it. V'alkei barkos roch was a kris agever luma men dudug moshinema mi oivash mam yichagmenu v'yata lo yitochin shemata doivel lefne melchbos of adam lo yirutsu divorecha. He's reviewing, do not speak quickly v'im tishorer lehanoscha timshech b'kolcha. And if you are tishorer lehanoscha timshech b'kolcha, if you were to sing for your own pleasure in the shower when you're singing, you sing very slow. So why, when it comes to Hallel, are you in a rush? When you're taking a shower, you're singing away all the time in the world. But when it comes to shul, and you're singing, oh, quick. The ain torah lifnei melech malchem lachem lachem tivarcheu bekolcha v'al taseh kilu chayv lach. Do not be a burden. Sheyetsu bipicha lechem elak shetoymer divrei bakash v'toymer lebederach tachanunim. When you dab, you dab in soli shnemar tachanunim. You dab rosh. With sachanunim, yidabrash, the poor person speaks with sachanunim. Kikish adam mischan lefeh hashala inu meiritz meiritz dvarav. Vial kol dever meisim lev shlo yiteh bedvar vishna make a mistake. Should be very careful, very deliberate. V'koydim she mischanin l'shalit l'melech oyrech dvarav ala seder. Before you speak to a king, you prepare, you arrange your words. Shlo yigam game, you should not stutter. V'shlo yishkach, you should not forget what you want to say. V'shlo yidaleg os, you should not miss one letter. Koch. How much more so ta'asa ata? How much more so should you do the same thing when you speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shenemar hayaroich shu'acha loy vitzar. Should you arrange your prayer loy vitzar when you hayaroich shu'acha? I'm sorry, statement hayaroich shu'acha when you arrange your expression, your prayer loy vitzar. It should not be with stinginess, with narrowness. But rather, it should be elaborate. It should be beautiful. The Oimer, Kichu Imochem Devarim, take with you words. All right, I want to talk about something important, so we'll have to stop over here. Take a very short break. I want to talk about Machlekes. This week is Parshas Koinach. So I want to talk about the Machlekes. The Bavli and the Yerushalmi.